Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
Oh, Tracy, we finally slotted in that horrible murder.
We did. And I mean, I'm glad we held off a little bit on it because it just really did feel like it was just too early to do something that grisly.
Happy New Year. Here's some murder.
Question for you.
Yeah.
We know that Marie had been widowed at least once.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what happened to the husband.
Any speculation that...
No. And what's very funny is that in the midst of all of the press that you look at, which does definitely cast her as like a villain, the fact that they're like, she's so ugly, she must be bad. I'm like, I'm going to travel through time and punch a reporter in the face.
Yeah.
Don't be violent, kids. But I'm shocked that none of them invoked that and were like, well, you know, she has a past. Mm-hmm. None of that ever comes up in any of those articles. So If there was info on him, I did not stumble across it. I mentioned both in the episode and just now that whole shenanigans of talking about like that whole like her husband is so pretty. He can't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, already irritating. But I really lost my mind when I got to that article about how irritated Monte Carlo was with the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not because it was so horrifying and they were like, there's never a mention in that article of like that the woman M11 was such a valued member of our little community. None of that. It's just like, well, damn it. Now we have to figure out how to like carry out this sentence. It's the season. Like, I just was like, what kind of messed up values are these?
This murder caused us a lot of inconvenience.
Oh. I did want to note, just in terms of like housekeeping, we mentioned her jewelry being valued at 125,000 francs. I will say estimates for that jewelry are kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at additional articles about it, you may see different numbers. I went with the one that seemed to come up the most.
The other thing that I wanted to mention is spellings, because they are also all over the place. Most of the time you will see Gould spelled with two O's. I almost said two zeros, which is hilarious. But you will also sometimes see it as G-O-U-L-D. So just in case there is anyone out there who, like me, is like, I'm going to go looking through old newspaper archives and you'd maybe want to find more stuff, the alternate spelling might help you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did notice several places have kind of corrected for both of those spellings to point to the same articles. The inconvenience thing is going to hang me up for days.
Yeah.
Days.
Yeah. It does seem like something you would see in a movie satirizing rich people. Like a movie that would have sort of a murder, but also kind of a comedic element where we are making fun of the people involved in the murder. Not exactly like Clue, but a little.
Yeah. But Tracy, the fashionable season is just beginning. I can't, that phrase in particular, I'm just like, I cannot believe presumably an actual human journalist put that to paper and was like, yes.
Yep.
Let's go to print.
There's also the part where they got the you know, hey, something's leaking out of your trunk. Oh, I put our fresh chicken in there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say that's some sort of compliment to the chickens of France being more delicious than what they thought they might get once they got back to England. But that, again, seems very weird. That is the other thing that's very, very fascinating to me, is to watch the Goulds try to tap dance around the reactions to their various stories and amend them in ways to try to land somewhere that is palatable in terms of believability to, I'm going to say, their audience. That's not really what it is, but to investigators in the court. Here's the thing. Because we have so many different versions, I don't know that anyone will ever know what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the truth is in there in some version that they told, or some combination of all of them would lead us to the truth. The Occam's razor version, right? Yes, of course, she wanted her money back. They didn't have it. They panicked and killed her. That seems like the most obvious explanation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think the actual details are things that we will never really know. I kept thinking throughout, probably as the way my brain was trying to soothe me, and I have said it to you many times throughout recording, the line from The Corpse Bride where they sing, "And a murder most foul." And I think that that is getting me through not building a time machine to go back and cause some sort of chagrin to the people who wrote about how sad it was that Monte Carlo was so strained under this horrible besmirching of their fashionable season. I'm literally going to grouse about this for a good 6 months, I think.
Yeah. That seems legitimate.
That seems appropriate. I'll put it on the list of grievances. I promise I'll move to happier things soon.
We're recording 3 episodes in this session, unless something goes wrong. This is the first one, so we'll see. None of them are happy in any way. I would say it's a particularly dour, grim recording session. But what I have on my list next is the opposite.
I have a few things on my list, and I feel like I'm going to try very hard. I'm in one of those grim phases. And it's not even that I'm so, like, I'm in any kind of, like, depressed state, or I think it's actually the opposite. When I'm in a fairly good mental state is when I can really take on the more grim ones becoming completely debilitated by it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, a murder most foul. we'll see. I'll come up with something silly soon, I promise. I feel like before we end this one, I should mention that I did not say in the episode that our listener mail, Jenna's, came with a picture of her 2 cats. And I did not take the time to mention how stinking cute those cats are. And I feel like they're very much in Tracy's wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Not to give out your personal information, but you too have two adorable black cats.
I do. Yes. That's public knowledge. It's fine.
I thought so. But yeah, because you share that sometimes online. But the a pile of black cats, there's almost nothing better on earth. So Jenna, thank you, because I needed that too.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This week, we talked about the punitive expedition that Britain carried out in the Kingdom of Benin in 1897 and artwork that was plundered from that expedition. And man, a lot of that stuff was very hard to read.
Yes.
The like British accounts of what they say they witnessed in the capital truly are horrifying. And it's one of those things where you read them and you're like, this is so horrifying. It does not seem real to mm-hmm. me. And so many, not necessarily immediately recent, not things written just now, but so much other stuff just uncritically drew from those accounts. Like I found multiple references to these very lurid eyewitness accounts as being authoritative. And it's like, this is obviously influenced by racist attitudes. Like when you read the language of all of the rest of the account, it's clearly there. So it's like so much repeating of these same things without really examining, hey, if all of this other racist language in here has not held up, why is this piece of it still being approached as though it is an impartial account of what this fighting force saw when it invaded a capital of another nation?
Yeah.
So it's tricky. So I made sure as much as I could when I was researching this, like a lot of my papers were written by Nigerian historians, other people living in from parts of West Africa to get their perspective and their read on what was happening, rather than trying to just like parrot a 19th century account that's clearly threaded through with like biases of the day that were specifically being used to continue subjugating African kingdoms and empires.
Yeah. I had two thoughts that have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
They have nothing to do with any of the hard stuff, which it's not to make light of it or try to divert from it. But one thing that delighted me so much when I first opened this document after you sent it over was the mention of one of my favorite things, fractals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's like that fractal part sounds really cool. But over and over again, I found these, you know, mainstream articles that were like, yeah, Europeans were really jerks when they first saw these African capitals because they didn't understand it. I'm like, but all these accounts I just read did not seem... Not
really. It sounds beautiful. No. That's one of those things that makes me, to me, that very concept of developing like a building, a city, a plot, any sort of design on a fractal is evidence to me of like an advancement of thinking and not the opposite, which is how it's sometimes like they're like, it's confusing, which it wasn't obviously to everyone. But later on, they tried to pitch it that way. And I'm like,
yeah,
all you are showing me is that you do not understand the mathematics of nature, which lots of people don't. But and I'm not even saying I do. I just have the vaguest drive-by grasp of it. But like to say that is evidence that it was confusing versus evidence that they were onto something, that cultures of the time were largely putting people in square and rectangular boxes, which are like the simplest and most basic kinds of design. It struck me as hilarious that would be the case. The other thing that I wanted to mention when we were recording, but it would have really like sidelined things, is you had included in your outline the years that various countries had outlawed public execution.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned specifically France and the outlawing of public guillotining in 1939, which sounds late. However, I will bet that there were a few people in our listening audience who that piqued their memory, because we talked about that on an episode where we talked about one of our topics was a famous person who attended the last public guillotining in France. Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember this at all.
Christopher Lee.
Oh, wow. No, I did not remember that.
Yeah, he attended the last public guillotining in France.
Yeah.
Which is something that comes up as a factoid about him when you look at like quick, you know, oh, Christopher Lee was amazing. And he genuinely was, as you know, if you listen to our episode. But yeah, that always makes me think about it when I think about the end of guillotining and how late it came. I'm like, no, really late, like an actor you have loved in many things saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just a way to connect that thread through history. So,
yeah. One of the things that I think has added a layer of complexity to like discussions of what is the best repatriation plan, which we mentioned in the episode but didn't go into a ton of detail on, is that a lot of these pieces, like, it's not just a standalone work of art. It's like an expression of the nation's history that was done within a specific context to record that history, and questions of like, if you hang this on a wall in a museum, without that whole historical context there, like, even if there's a little plaque hanging up next to it that's like, hey, this is what this was about, like, there are some questions about, like, is that going to be adequate to really convey what this meant? And I was actually trying to remember, because I have seen the items from Benin that are in the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston, which I have not been, I haven't been into that building in a couple of years because we've been having a pandemic. And I was trying to remember, like, how was that presented? How did I conceive of these things as works of art, or did I conceive of them as works of art that were also cultural objects that were meant to represent something beyond, like, a depiction of an animal, you know?
Right.
And it's tricky and complicated.
Well, especially because those two things can overlap.
Right, right, for sure.
You could have seen it in both of those ways simultaneously without any sort of conflict between those concepts, which is, I think, another reason that people have had trouble accepting them as one or the other.
Yeah. And it's some of the same questions when we've talked about in the United States, NAGPRA and the repatriation of cultural objects and human remains to indigenous nations. Like, a lot of those exact same questions exist with all of these pieces from the Kingdom of Benin. It's like, this is a cultural object that came from a kingdom that clearly belonged to that kingdom. Here in the U.S., there is a legal framework has been written for what to do.
Right.
And with these particular pieces, some of that is sort of unanswered at this point. And that's one of the reasons that it has been a long process. I'm not saying at all that NAGPRA has made it, and there's still a lot of stuff that just takes forever to get through with NAGPRA. I'm not saying that, like, solved all of the issues, but, like, it's a layer that makes the treatment a little different.
Yeah. These are always tricky because there's no, I mean, you talked about it, there's no easy answer. Like, there's no, if you look at it with any level of nuance, it only becomes more complex and more difficult.
Yeah.
Which is always the peril of studying anything like this.
Yeah. Well, and I think the thing that can seem like the most obvious option, which is, like, repatriate them to the Kingdom of Benin. What does the Kingdom of Benin want? Like, what does the current Oba want? What will that person's successor want? Like, there's still a bunch of stuff to work through. All of that, I'm sure, will continue to evolve significantly over the next years and even decades. So, if you'd like to send us a note about anything, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And we're also all over social media at Missed in History. That's where you'll find our Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You can subscribe to our show on the iHeartRadio app and wherever else you like to get podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.